Do you know that I've had a crush on you for over 48 hours? That was a message sent through a dating app called Hinge that started it all.
Now it's cute, right? And so that's what began a conversation. You know, I teased him even like from that moment. I'm like, well, technically, you know, you don't have a crush on me. You've never met me. You have a crush on my image, you know?
It took Stephanie Michelle one bad swipe to connect with Mr. Wrong. With running her own company and teaching at night, like most of us, Stephanie was trying to squeeze in having a social life in between. I met with her in a little coffee shop in downtown Los Angeles.
You know, it's in those moments of being tired and like coming home from working all day and teaching 7 to 10, I'm like on these apps going, oh, okay, this is interesting.
And it got really interesting, really quickly.
He immediately like data dumped on me, you know, in terms of he just starts sharing. Oh, and he is, of course, asking for like dirty pictures and stuff. I'm not doing that. Like, I at least know, you know, don't do that. Like, just don't do that. And he's sharing pictures and things too. And I'm just like, well, you can keep sharing, but I'm not doing that.
With the help of an investigator, eventually she found out what he was actually dumping on her was lies. The real person behind the online single ready-to-mingle profile he presented was not only 10 years older, but actually somewhat of a celebrity personality, in a different state, in a committed relationship with 4 kids.
I was like, I'm so pissed at the time I wasted in this. So, I mean, I cannot get that time back. That was the first thing. I'm like, I have very little time to begin with, and I want to share it with people that are like, that, you know, that have value and there's meaning. Some meaning in that connection.
Stephanie actually contacted the dating app she had used, Hinge, and asked them to change their guidelines. They eventually did.
If you were using the system in a fraudulent way, that they would have a right to communicate that, so they can do that. So that's great. That's one dating app.
Stephanie has also created 2 websites to help others navigate the new digital world we live in, notexternext.com and ourconnectionproject.com. And to answer the question we're all wondering at this point.
Yes, I'm still online dating. I've had a couple really weird situations recently that has made me see things in a different way. The setup of online dating is all about the what connection. So we list in our profiles, what do we do or what do we like, right? And then when we meet, we're coming from all these what's, like what's going on in our lives, what are we tuned in at any given time. And in order for that to transition into like a deeper connection, you have to start asking the how and the why questions.
Oh, just one more thing. As for the guy who catfished her, he's still very much online.
I found him again on Bumble, going by the name of Stefan.